This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is JSU's Dr. Harry Holstein, professor of archaeology. Dr. Holstein is a regular guest on my program and is here to talk about his current research projects. Let's listen in.
Harry, yesterday you had mentioned several ARL projects, the lithic scatters and procurement sites. What else is going on?
Well, in a national forest, there are other types of sites. From my point of view, one of the more interesting sites that are located within the area are the stone mounds and stone walls. These sites have been quite a curiosity for folks since they moved into this area, folks meaning European and early settler folks. They're found frequently on ridge tops, they're found on slopes. There's a lot of speculation as to who built these mounds, but over the 20 years I've been doing research on them, I'm fairly certain that most of these have been constructed by woodland Indians around 4,000 years ago, and they're constructed for various purposes, mainly commemorative or to mark events that occurred down in the villages, and these sites are significant in the fact that they do have a lot of religious and ceremonial attachments to the Aboriginal populations.
Harry, why are these archaeologically significant in terms of building on the base of knowledge in your discipline?
Well, not just the stone mounds, but even the settler sites, industrial sites we find occasionally in the forest, and the lithic scatters, they all add to the knowledge of what went on in this part of the southeast. The more we know what activities occur in various kinds of landforms like the national forest, the more we have an understanding of how these people progressed through time, how the populations changed and shifted, and some of the activities that occurred that were unique to Northeast Alabama.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.